ಸಮಾಧಾನಾದಯೋರ್ವಿರಹ ಕೃಪಯಾ ದೀನವತ್ಸಲಃ ಶರಣ್ಯನವದಿಚ್ಛುಕ್ಯ ಆಹಚ್ಛೇದಂ ಹಸನ್ನಿವ ಪಾತಿತಂ ಪದಯೋರ್ವೀರ ಕೃಪಯಾ ದೀನವಾತ್ಸಲಃ ಶರಣ್ಯ ನವದಿಚ್ಛುಕ್ಯ ಅಹಂ ಚಿದಂ ಹಸನಿವ ಪಾಚಿತಂ ಪದಯೋರ್ವೀರ Ladies, please. Synonyms, please repeat. Patitam, fallen. Padayaho, at the feet. Piraha, the hero. Kripaya, out of compassion. Dinavatsalaha, kind to the poor. Sharanyaha, one who is qualified to accept surrender. Not. Avadit, did kill. Slokyaha, one who is worthy of being sung. Aha, said. Cha, also. Idam, this. Hasan, smiling. Iva, like. Translation prepared by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Maharaj Parikshit, who was qualified to accept surrender and worthy of being sung in history, did not kill the poor, surrendered, and fallen Kali, but smiled compassionately, for he was kind to the poor. Purport. Even an ordinary kshatriya does not kill a surrendered person, and what to speak of Maharaj Parikshit, who was by nature compassionate and kind to the poor. He was smiling because the artificially dressed Kali has disclosed his identity as a lower class man, and he was thinking How ironic it was that although no one was saved from his sharp sword when he desired to kill, the poor lower class Kali was spared by his timely surrender. Maharaj Parikshit's glory and kindness are therefore sung in history. He was a kind and compassionate emperor, fully worthy of accepting surrender even from his enemy. Thus, the personality of Kali was saved by the will of providence. Patitam padayor viraha, kripaya dina vatsalaha, saranyo navatichlokya, aha chedam hasaniva. Maharaja Parikshit, who was qualified to accept surrender and worthy of being sung in history, did not kill the poor surrendered and fallen Kali, but smiled compassionately, for he was kind to the poor. Hare Krishna. I don't know about all of you, but personally I'm thinking, what a chance was missed by Maharaj Parikshit. Just imagine, if he would kill Kali, we would live even in Mumbai as if it is Goloka Vrindavan. And none of the Kali Yuga, you know, features would be present. Quite amazing, right? What a mistake. But was it a mistake? Yes or no? So why it was not a mistake, why it was a deliberate choice by Maharaj Parikshit to actually spare Kali? Anyone? It was his dharma? Will of providence? Means whose will was that? Krishna's will. Yes, because Maharaj Parikshit understood that Kali's time had come. And so Kali, whether, you know, we like it or not, is Krishna's representative. This is amazing feature of Vaishnava philosophy or understanding, because, you know, and this is also a proof that bhakti is not another religion, but it's a spiritual science which is applicable to any country, any human being, that, you know, in all religions you have God and Satan, right? You know, some divine and dark materialistic force opposing him. And practically speaking, this is, you know, Kali comes to the definition of Satan as close as possible, right? But then Vaishnava philosophy means that even Satan is an instrument in God's hands. Even he is the Lord's servant. And he has, you know, or sometimes we, you know, think very badly of Maya without understanding that this is also Lord's servant, right? So that's the special feature of Vaishnava philosophy and science, that Ekaleshwara Krishnara Sababritya, that everyone is Krishna's servant, whether they understand it or not. And Yara Yaicha Nachaya, you know, Krishna is the only Supreme Lord, and Yara Yaicha Nachaya Satandre Sarvanritya, that everyone is dancing and Krishna is pulling the strings. And so Maharaj Parikshit understands that Kali his Lord's representative, and his time had come. And he has to spare Kali and let him leave. So this was very noble act. But did Kali spare Maharaj Parikshit? No. He arranged things in such a way that Maharaj Parikshit was cursed to die in 7 days. And Kali could have, you know, no obstacles in his nefarious activities. Because Maharaj Parikshit was the biggest obstacle which had to be removed. And so Kali arranged things in such a way that Maharaj Parikshit would be gone and he would have, you know, freedom of activity. And there are many, many points in this verse. Fallen Kali at the feet of Maharaj Parikshit. Maharaj Parikshit being Veera, great hero, right? It's also a very important point that there is only one hero, Krishna. Krishna is the great hero. And pure devotee of Krishna, by Krishna's mercy, becomes a great hero also. Of course, immediately we are thinking of Srila Prabhupada's example, which is close to us. And he's been nominated to get a Nobel Prize in one specific category. Do you know which category? Srila Prabhupada came up to be a person in the whole world about whom maximum numbers of books have been written. So that means Srila Prabhupada transformed so many lives of so many people that they want to write books about him. And so, yeah, so many amazing examples of a Vaishnava hero in Srila Prabhupada's biography, unlimited examples. So this is very important that the only hero is Krishna, and anyone who is serving Krishna. And without Krishna, we are not hero, but zero. And so, there are so many zeros who think they are heroes. And this is very interesting how sometimes zeros are presented like heroes. You know, like one man without any prior training broke Olympic records in jumping lengthwise. You know how did it happen? He was in Himalayas and he came across tiger and he realized he has to run for his life, and tiger went running after him for his lunch. So, but because, you know, the man was quite enthusiastic, he was managing to run away, but then he came across the gap in the mountains. And so he realized, you know, he has no choice. He has to try to jump to the other side, otherwise he will be finished. So he took the chance and he jumped, and actually he covered the distance and he landed on the other side. And when the tiger came to the edge, he didn't want to risk. And then someone measured the distance and it was greater than Olympic world record. So the man became a hero. So these are these kind of heroes, you know, material world is full of these kind of heroes, right? And probably every day, these kind of heroes appear, you know, like one small boy, he was taking a walk outside the village and he fell into the dry well. You know how it is sometimes in village areas. dry wells covered by grass, no one can see. Sometimes people fall in. And then this boy started crying and calling for help. And because it was not far from the village, so many villagers came. And you know very well how it is in India. In Russia, it's the same thing. People are, you know, seeing what needs to be done, and they encourage each other and discuss, but no one is doing anything, right? And so they are standing around the edge, and they're saying, hey, poor boy, he has to be saved. Why don't you go down? Why, no, why me? You have to go down, etc. They are discussing like this. Boy is crying. And then one young man, he comes pushing through the crowd, and he says, let me see what's happening here. And then as soon as he comes to the edge of the well, immediately he jumps down and takes the boy, and someone throws the rope and pulls the man with the boy out. And everyone is congratulating him. Oh, you're so brave. You immediately jumped down and saved the boy. But this man looks very angry. And he says, wait with your congratulations. First, I want to see the guy who pushed me into the well. So, you know, this world is full of these kind of heroes. But these are not heroes, right? These are just modes of nature arranging things in such a way that people appear to be heroes, even though they're really zeros. Prakriti kriyamane nigunaye karmani sarvashah ahankaro vimudhatma kartaham iti manyate, as Bhagavad Gita says, that everything in this world is done by the three modes of nature. And so, only ahankari, only people influenced by false ego, right, vimudhatma, bewildered by the influence of false ego, they think, kartaham iti manyate, right, I am the doer, I have done that. But why devotees are real heroes, like Maharaj Parikshit is a real hero, Bira, because they don't think that we are doing anything. They, you know, devotee is the one who understands, I'm just an instrument in the Lord's hands. Nimitta matra bhava savya sachin, as Bhagavad Gita says, Krishna tells Arjuna, just become an instrument in my hands. Very interesting verse, right? Tasmatva mutishta yasho labasva jitva shatrun bungshva rajam samridan mayete niheta purvam eva nimitta matra bhavasavya sachin. The number of the verse is very easy to remember. 1133. And so, you know, Arjuna was totally uninterested, or as Prabhupada says, disinterested, was totally disinterested in kingdom and power and wealth. You know, from the very beginning, from chapter 1, Arjuna was complaining to Krishna, saying that Kim Nora Jena Govinda Kim Bhoga Jivitenava. Why do we need kingdom and all enjoyments if we have to pay with the blood of those who are near and dear? And then, as we know, Krishna is encouraging Arjuna through many chapters. And then this is what he says in the 11th chapter. After Arjuna already said no to wealth, power, and fame, this is what Krishna tells him. Tasmat, therefore, tvam utishta, get up or wake up. Yashola basva, become famous, get fame. So many people looking for fame, but devotee's fame can never be compared to any material fame, right? Arjuna, Parikshit Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj, thousands and millions of years have passed still. These devotees are so much glorified. Jitva Shatrun, kill all your enemies, Bhungchva Rajyam Samridam and enjoy flourishing kingdom. I already made all the arrangements, and the only thing you need to do is go through the motions. Become my instrument. So this is how a devotee becomes a hero. By not thinking about himself at all. I really love Gradhanath Maharaj's definition of humility. That real humility is not to think of yourself badly, but not to think of yourself at all. This is real humility, right? If you think of yourself badly, it's not a real humility, it's just a low self-esteem, which has nothing to do with humility, right? We can see Srila Prabhupada, you know, he had topmost level of humility, but he had very high self-esteem also. Like one time, Srila Prabhupada stayed in someone's house and passed by the mirror. And he looked at himself in the mirror, and then he turned to his disciples, and then he said, "Do you see what kind of diamond my Guru Maharaj made out of me?" So, it is important. But, devotee is the one who is not thinking about himself, who is only thinking of Krishna, Guru, and Vaishnavas, and how to serve them. So that's a devotee. And devotee, for this reason, because he is so well connected to the Lord, he can become a perfect instrument in the Lord's hands. And so this is what we are practicing. This is what Krishna consciousness is for, to become a perfect instrument in the Lord's hands. How many of you are interested in becoming perfect instrument in Krishna's, in Radha Gopinath's hands? Haribol. Those of you who want to become perfect instruments in Krishna's hands and Guru's hands and Vaishnava's hands, say Haribol. So the side benefit, you woke up those who were already in samadhi. But missing things from the class. Thank you. But the main point we would like to discuss is kripaya, compassion. Kripaya dina vatsalaha, compassionate and kind to the poor. And this is really important quality of Maharaj Parikshit and Vaishnavas. Because, you know, somehow through my preaching, I've got connected to Harvard Business School. And one of the research results they came up with, you know, Harvard Business courses are extremely expensive. Like an average course would be costing at least 1.5 lakhs. Per day. So, and you might think they charge so much money just to enjoy. No, these are all scientists and they're basically interested in research work. And they spend like, hundreds of crores of rupees or, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars for research work. And so, one research was, what are the top qualities of corporate leader? Everybody is appreciating and everybody wants to see in the leaders. And so they made a survey of 500 companies or something like that. And the two qualities came on the top. And guess what those qualities were? First, humility. Two, compassion. Of course, it has very logical explanation, because humility, at least in corporate terms, means ability to acknowledge one's shortcomings and try to improve. This is humility. You know, agree, yes, I have this problem and I'll be working on this. So that's humility. And compassion means not to be too heavy on other people's faults. So basically, you know, perfect leader is hard as a thunderbolt and soft as a rose. And most of the time, hard as a thunderbolt on himself and soft as a rose in dealing with others. And so, when I heard about it, I was thinking, these are the top Vaishnava qualities, humility and compassion. So what does it mean? It means the entire planet wants Vaishnavas as their leaders. So, and this is why Srila Prabhupada started this movement, because the entire planet is hankering for people with these kind of qualities. And so, another reason to become very serious about our practices in Krishna consciousness, because, you know, Srila Prabhupada said, every single problem can be solved through the application of Krishna consciousness. And compassion is very important. Srila Satchinandan Maharaj says very beautiful thing. He says, love of God manifests in this world as compassion. Because, as Prabhupada would say, love me, love my dog, right? So, if we love Krishna, then naturally we'll have love towards everyone. Why? Because everyone is part and parcel of Krishna. And so, amazingly enough, Maharaj Parikshit is treating even Kali with love, right? And compassion is something which is on the top of the list of practically any religious tradition, right? For example, in Buddhism, it's the most important quality. And in Christianity, we know what Jesus Christ said, love your enemies, right? How can you love your enemies? Normally we love our friends, not the enemies, but this is what compassion means, to treat even enemies with love. Some people joke that if you treat your enemies with love, that is the best thing, because that will confuse them more than anything else, right? They wouldn't understand what's happening, what's going on. And so, therefore, this is a very powerful example for all of us. And sharing our love, sharing our compassion, sharing everything we have with everyone. So this is the example Maharaj Parikshit shows in these and following verses, because not only he will spare Kali, but he will give shelter to the Kali, right? And so, he really treated Kali with great love, as we understand. And therefore, it's really important for us to try to develop compassion as well. And I really liked yesterday's Patri Prabhu's point, that if you are giving, you will be forgiving. But if you're getting, you will be forgetting, right? So, and Maharaj Parikshit, as we know, Kshatriyas in general, what to speak of such a pure devotee as Maharaj Parikshit, they're always in giving mood. So giving everything, including their lives, right, for the benefit of others. And this is what Maharaj Parikshit did, because pure devotee is Trikalagya, so most likely he knew that if he will spare Kali, Kali will finish him. But he didn't care. He just did his duty without any attachment to the result, including his life. And so, of course, this is very high level of compassion, but it's really important for us to make further steps in developing that compassion and focus on giving, right? So that's the idea. If we are always in the mood of giving, then we'll be always forgiving other people's mistakes or shortcomings. But it's also important to realize that if we want to be giving, we need to understand what do we have, right? And we're all very, very wealthy people here. We have the topmost wealth, much greater than any lakhs or crores of rupees. And what is the wealth? Huh? Krishna. Krishna is our wealth. That's why one great devotee, his name is Sri Bhavananda, he says, and this verse comes in Padyavali by Srila Rupa Goswami, very beautiful verse. Vichayani vichintya vichiryani vichintini puna puna kripanasya danaiva tam nama bhavanantu na. He says, in the same way as kripana, the one who is, you know, very greedy, he is always thinking of his money and always counts his money. It says that this is the best way to calm down if you are anxious. You know, just pull out 1 lakh of rupees and carefully count it. It will make you peaceful. And so he's, you know, Kripana is always counting his money and always thinking how to make more and more and more. So this devotee says, my dear Lord, let me in the same way always think of you when I chant the holy names. Let me count the number of holy names I've chanted, and let me plan for chanting more and more and more of the holy names, right? Because what is wealth? What is fame? What is power or anything else in this world comparing to Krishna, right? And holy name is Krishna. And if you have Krishna, if you are connected to Krishna, you don't need to worry about anything, right? Because all the benefits in this world are temporary and could be lost at any time. But Krishna is eternal and our relationship are eternal. And that's why the greatest wealth we have is Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And we have to be very greedy, right? Like what Rupa Goswami says, Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavita Mati Kriyata Yadi Kutopi Lapyate Tatra Laulyam Api Mulyam Ekalam Janma Koti. What's that? Sukritayana Lapyate. So he says that Krishna Bhakti Rasa, or Krishna consciousness, right? Some say that this is where Prabhupada took this name, Krishna consciousness, from this verse, Krishna Bhakti Rasa. is so precious and so rare. And if there is any chance to get it, we should get it immediately. And what is the price we have to pay for it? Lolium, mulium ecalum. The only price is intense greed to get it, right? Because Krishna consciousness could not be obtained by even Janmakoti Sukritarno Lapyate, by unlimited, thousands of pious lives. So we need to become very greedy. So that's why devotees, spiritually very greedy, they always count how much, of spiritual wealth I've got today. And they want more and more and more. So that's why Srila Prabhupada says, what is the most important instruction of the spiritual master? To chant minimum 16 rounds of our japa every single day. And by this contact with Krishna, with the holy name, we become very fortunate and we gain so much that other people can only dream of. Actually, they can't even dream of these things. I remember one time I was flying, had a long haul flight from London all the way to Toronto, Canada. So it's, over the Atlantic Ocean, maybe 10, 11 hours non-stop flight. No, actually 8, 9 hours. And so I was sitting next to one man. He was Swiss. And so I was thinking, we will be sitting together for so many hours. Let's, get acquainted. So I introduced myself. And he introduced himself, and I was asking him, what is he doing? And he said he was a model barber. He was like a very high-level barber, and he was flying to Canada to take part in international barbers competition. So, Switzerland is anyway a very wealthy country, and so he was like highly paid professional, right? And so then he was asking, who are you? And what are you doing? I told him I'm a monk. I'm traveling around and teaching people Vedic scriptures, philosophy, and practice of it. And he said, so who is paying all your expenses? I said, no one pays. And he said, how do you manage? And how much you travel? I said, I travel all the time. And he said, but, how do you manage all the money? And I said, well, Krishna, he's arranging things. I don't have to worry. And so I don't have to work in this lifetime, and I can afford doing only what I love doing without worrying about getting anything. And he looked at me and he said, man, and this was especially surprising to hear from Swiss, who are famous for being like peace lovers, right? He said, to get your lifestyle, I know many people would kill anyone just to live like you are living. So, even these kind of people are a little jealous of the kind of advantages devotees have. And so, let's do one quick thing, if you don't mind. Can you please turn to the devotee sitting next to you and tell at least three, greatest advantages you've got in your life since you started chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra? You can do more, but let's do it like 1 minute per person. Please Turn to each other. Don't be shy. Those who sit next to you won't bite you. They're all vegetarians. Okay, most of you finished. So let's see how many of you realize that you have more, much more than three things you gained in your life from chanting Hare Krishna. Okay, practically all of you. So tell me one best thing you've got. Anyone? Happiness. Anyone else? Purification of the heart. Even kids are getting so much benefit. Understanding that we are servants. Purpose in life. Goal of life. Freedom from repeated birth and death. Freedom from anxiety, yes, devotees are so free from anxiety. You know, like materialistic people, they cannot sleep at night, they're so anxious. But devotees can sleep anywhere at any time. They're so peaceful, right? Devotees can sleep sitting, standing, walking. And one time I saw with my own eyes devotees sleeping while dancing wildly in the kirtan. You know, this devotee was jumping up in the air, shouting, Hari Bol! And while landing, he was falling asleep. And falling on somebody else. Then, you know, the devotee would push him, and he would jump again, shouting, Hari Bol! And in the air, he would fall asleep again. So, devotees are amazingly expert in their peacefulness. Alright, anyone else? Compassion towards others. A lot of friends all over the world, even people you don't know, right? You come to any place, you don't know anyone, you just say Hare Krishna, everyone becomes your friend immediately. That's mind-blowing. Huh? Enthusiasm. Very good. Excellent prasadam, yeah. I was thinking someone should give this point. Satisfaction and contention. Good. Problems? problems from different perspective, yes, that we understand that even problems are beneficial. Commentaries of the Acharyas, knowledge, very good. Krishna takes care of everything, that's really amazing. Opportunity to serve devotees, very good. Being fearless, very good. Shelter, Hare Krishna Prabhu, very good to see Anil Prabhu, our Aniruddha Prabhu. Let's welcome him. He's a great supporter of our movement. Three times chanting loudly. Hare Bol, Hare Bol, Hare Bol. Thank you. He's so hospitable. Every time he invites us to his wonderful house in the Green Park. And, you know, this is a very prestigious area in London. And, you know, all the elite of London lives in there. But what devotees do, they chant Hare Krishna very loudly, and the entire elite of London hears the chanting. Hare Krishna. Thank you. Wonderful to see you. So we see so many advantages we get in Krishna consciousness, and what's our business? We are getting so much, we don't even need it for ourselves. And so what's the purpose of Krishna giving us all these benefits? Is to share, to give. And I'll give you a short acronym of, you know, what Krishna consciousness gives. That's very important word, life. If anyone will ever ask you, what did you get in Krishna consciousness, you can say, I've got life. And life stands for four things. L means love, because, you know, love in this world is very strange. You know, people say, I love fish, I love pork, I love this and that. I'm not sure if fish or pork share that kind of love. So the only real love is love between us and Krishna. And of course, to develop the kind of love, it takes time. But at least, even if we don't feel that we've developed love for Krishna, from day one, we can feel Krishna's love towards us. How many of you feel Krishna's love towards you? Haribo! And so, that's the first and really powerful benefit, love, real love. Second is I, which stands for immortality. Srila Prabhupada says, deathlessness begins at initiation. F stands for freedom. So many types of freedom we can enjoy in Krishna consciousness. Just imagine, you know, four regulative principles. How much trouble we are saving ourselves from just by following these four regulative principles, right? So many diseases, conflicts, all kinds of crazy problems. And bad association immediately. You know, if you follow 4X, that people will not know how to deal with you. They'll just turn around and walk away. So, and of course, you know, people like Narad Muni, they enjoy the topmost level of freedom, being even able to travel between material and spiritual world freely. And E stands for enlightenment. Devotees sometimes are very easy to see in the crowd, because they are the only ones who look very different, very blissful, very peaceful, because they got enlightenment from their spiritual practices. And so this is what compassion means. Whatever we get, we share with others. And the good thing about it, the more you give, the more you get back. How many of you had that experience? Say Hari Bol. Yeah. And so it becomes unlimited. The more you give in service of Krishna, the more you get, and then you get even more opportunities to give, etc., etc. So your whole life can turn into non-stop giving. And in this way, we can all become very forgiving, very tolerant, very understanding towards others, not minding others' problems. And we can see that because Bharat is very dharmic, you know, country, Dharma Bhumi, there are many, many people. I mean, the level of tolerance and, you know, forgiveness is mind-blowing, especially in holy places. You know, people making accidents, but no one minds. They just drive their way without any, you know, conflicts, etc. And so this is the beauty of Krishna consciousness, that we can make the whole world into one huge family with Krishna in the center. How many of you want the whole world to become one big family with Krishna in the center? So, but always remember that all our fortune comes from one place only. This little bag, right? Big bag. So this is the root of all the blessings we're getting. This is the most important blessing in our life. Hare Krishna. So we finished a little earlier. If you wish to ask anything, we have microphone. Or to say, or to make a complaint, or suggestion, you're also welcome. Harinam Ananda Prabhu, Haribo. He is really a, you know, personification of his name, because he's anyway blissful, but when he is doing Harinam, he is really flying. This is like the top flying yogi, bhakti yogi on the planet. So let's welcome him again. Haribo. You have to see, you know, pictures of Harinam when Harinamananda Prabhu takes part in it. He's really flying, believe me.
Hare Krishna. I was wondering about... I have a fear of being exploited if I become too compassionate, too humble.
So how to deal with that?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course, we should not become foolishly humble or foolishly compassionate. Prabhupada, you know, we have to be mindful of our level and not try to imitate, you know, Maharaj Parikshit, for example, who was willingly sacrificing himself. And so, like Prabhupada said, if you deal with cheaters, you cannot be straightforward, right? And Prabhupada was showing that example himself. Sometimes, you know, not saying everything to everyone because of the circumstances. So, yeah. Krishna gives that principle in Bhagavad Gita 4:11, Yeyathamam Prapadyante Tamstataya Bhajamyaham, that as everyone surrenders, so I reciprocate accordingly. And so this is the basic principle of relationship, right? If someone is acting in a certain way towards us, so we reciprocate accordingly, because we're also parts and parcels of Krishna. But devotee's attitude is to always give more. And so once we become completely pure, we can give without reservations. But as long as we are on the path, so we need to be mindful, but try to do little extra, you know. Show some compassion, you know, towards the person as much as possible. But if we have expectation You know, Maharaj Parikshit didn't have any expectations for ourselves, but if we have expectations, we need to be mindful of, you know, of what we can get from whom. Basically, the best thing is to never expect anything from anyone except Krishna. And so do to others only as much as you can safely do without hoping for any return. So that's the best policy. Whatever you can do selflessly, do only that much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Maharaj.
You're welcome. Anil Prabhu, please wait for the microphone, because we want everyone to hear.
I have known him at least for 15, 18 years, and how much, you have no idea how much sacrifice he has gone through. He is from Russia, and he was fearlessly, I'm sure the government, the people did anything possible to harm him, torture him, but his faith on Krishna was never shaken. He was, I know how he has persuaded all his colleagues from Russia. They have moved to London, they have moved to different part of the world. So many Matajis, sisters, they all was running. He is a really one person who is the really ahead of movement. Believe in a movement fearlessly. He always believe, I am a soul, nothing will happen to me. Whatever happen, we'll see. I sometimes get so much inspired by him because of his courage. Courage and fearless. He just go and says, yesterday you had so much of trouble, today you are smiling. That's my body, I'm fine. That's my body, so beautiful, very nice. And I never could imagine, after such a long time, I'll see you here in Mumbai. Hari Bol, Hari Hari Bol.
So whatever Prabhu says, we have to take with a grain of salt. And that grain of salt is beauty is in the eyes of the beholder. So Prabhu is saying, seeing his own qualities in other people. So that's the, you know, that's the point we have to take. Has very little to do with me. Okay. Anyone else wants to say anything? Hare Krishna. All right, so we'll finish here. Thank you all very much.
Hare Krishna. So let us express our heartfelt gratitude to His Holiness Bhakti Rasan Sagar Maharaj. He so beautifully brought out these three points, just a take-home message, 3 H for us to remember. The first H is who is real hero. And you brought out the point of how Srila Prabhupada is the real hero. This was revealing, very much revealing, Maharaj, when you said that Prabhupada is the only person on the planet on whose character so many autobiographies have been written, and so many people have actually written books on Srila Prabhupada. That was something really amazing. So Maharaj brought about this point of H, who is the real hero, devotee of the Lord is real hero. Second, Maharaj spoke about what is true humility, that is second H. And the third is wonderful advantages of the holy name, the third H that Maharaj brought out to us. And finally, Maharaj spoke about what Krishna consciousness has offered all of us, life. That is, you know, the acronym that Maharaj beautifully, you know, presented to us, immortality, love, freedom and enlightenment. Amazing, Maharaj. What a great class to present. Thank you so much. Let us express our heartfelt gratitude by loudly chanting, Hari Bol! Hari Hari Bol! Hari Bol!
And what a sharp memory Prabhu has. Let's congratulate him for that. Thank you all very much. So we'll finish here. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Samaveta Bhakta Brinda Ki Jai, Nitai Gaur Premanande.
Hare Krishna. Request devotees to kindly be seated. We have one more small dance program. So since Maharaj given us the opportunity, so we, with his permission, we'll want to present one more small dance. Kindly be seated. Hare Krishna.
I'm
Hare Krishna, devotees are kindly requested to be seated for some time. Sabhi bhaktos se nivedan hai, kripya piche ki aur aa jaiye. Yahan pe abhi ek chota sa nritya hone ja raha hai. Aapse kripya nivedan hai ki kripya piche aa jaiye. And then we will have kirtan for a few minutes before we all go down for prasadam. Please do not miss to enjoy the bliss of Harinam. Also, this is to announce that next Sunday, that is 26th of March, we shall be celebrating Sri Sri Lakshmi Narayan Festival. So we have the beautiful temple down here in the courtyard, Lakshmi Narayan Temple. So we shall be celebrating the Lakshmi Narayan Festival next week, next Sunday, that is 26th of March. The program will begin at 8:15 in the morning with Abhishek, followed by kirtan, lecture and prasadam. Please do not miss this opportunity. Hare Krishna.